I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
This is so good. Do you guys want a bite?
What is it?
What do you got?
Are we on?
Yeah.
We're live.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Sorry. Hi.
Hi.
So hello.
My friend John, who's Brazilian, drops these incredible egg custard cups off. Have you had these? They're called pastis danada.
Oh.
They're still warm from the oven. And I'm like, And my big man boobs, I got jugs. I don't need to be eating more of this shit. I'm like, oh, my God. And I always tell him, John, do not bring these by. He's like, oh, enjoy. I'm like,
that's code word for bring more by.
I go to this Portuguese bakery in Newark, and they make those, too. I know exactly the taste, and what those are. They're
and
so
they're still warm. They're warm out of the oven.
Oh, I want something.
My friend Lisa's mom and dad did that to me the other day. They're like, hey, stop by our house on the way home. We went to this Polish bakery, and they had all these breads and all these things. So I was like, no, I don't really. Okay. And should have seen the cheesecake we got and the breads. And the,
guys,
I didn't need it, but it was good.
My tits are dragging the ground.
Yeah.
I got to stop. There was a big article out the other day I was reading about how people are like, oh, my God, what have I been doing the past year? I haven't worked out. I've been drinking like a drunk. I've been eating nothing but awful things. So people are starting to kind of pay attention to that thing.
Yeah.
So.
And by the way, my tits used to drag the ground, but thanks to my wonderful surgeon, they're up and perky
now.
Well,
maybe you can give Elvis his number.
Her number.
I can use her number. All right, well, here we go. You know, I don't know if you heard our show, the Wednesday show, live. But we did the Family Feud. as hosted by Straight Nate, which is he's not the best of announcers and hosts, but it's all we have.
Poor Nate.
He's a cheater and a liar.
You do help cheat a little bit.
You do. Uh-huh. He cheated for us.
He's a man
today.
Of dishonor.
By the way, I tried to let the ladies cheat today and help them. I don't get any credit for that.
I did say thank you. We said thank you.
Yeah, am I the only one who... I was rooting for the ladies. I wanted them to win.
Thanks.
Anyway.
I think, Nate, the whole point is that you are supposed to be neutral and not help either side cheat. So just try that.
You guys won!
And Nate. And you did call them the sore losers. They were the sore losers family the entire round.
Yeah, the whole
round.
Time you called us.
Yeah.
That's okay.
They're being sore.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's do one more round.
Wait, hold on a second. There's only two of us now in this. Two women here. So we got to pick teams.
Well, no, but now we have Garrett and we have Brody. The podcast, and Scotty B is here.
All right, Red Rover, since Scotty B over.
So figure this out. Nate, who's on which team?
Bad choice, Danielle.
Well, Brody knows all the answers.
Well, that's why she should have picked me.
Yeah, he can't play. No, you can't play.
No, but I found one that Brody doesn't have the answers to. But Elvis, since you are such a fan of the ladies, I think you should go on their team.
Okay, done.
Yeah.
I will be the third. And then Garrett's going to be on the guys' team.
Sure.
That's a first, yes.
And Scotty B is going to be on which team?
The girls, we got him.
And then we get Brody.
I think Scotty would be good at this game.
Brody, you can't play, though. I thought he knows the word.
No, Brody doesn't have
it. Nate just said there's a new question.
Okay.
There's a new question. Okay. All right. So, ladies, I'll let you go first. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks,
Nate.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you'll know this. Tell me something a man might do to get a woman in the mood.
Ooh.
Oh.
I think I have one.
Go ahead.
By
the way, there's no game show energy here at all. There's no big D energy.
Yeah, there's no like, yeah, good answer. Yeah.
I wanted to yell it out, but
good
I didn't
answer,
know if we all had to
answer.
Confer before
no.
you
okay.
yell
no,
it
no, no,
out.
No,
no, no. No conferring on the first.
No, it's the first shot. You go for it.
And then Nate, you have to like call on whoever's going
to
go.
Danielle. All right, tell me something a man might do to get a woman in the mood. Danielle.
Ply her with drinks.
Got it. Ply her with drinks.
Out of order.
Wrong. Sorry, not on okay. there.
Can I answer?
Oh, no.
It goes to the men.
Well, no, it goes to the guys. Men.
Fuck you.
Yeah, okay.
What about compliment her?
Oh. Actually, not on the board.
Whoa! Wow. Goes back to us.
Okay, so Danielle.
Foreplay.
I can't.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh boy!
No, not on the board.
Okay.
Well, how many answers are there?
There are seven answers.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Okay, I got one. Feed her oysters.
Oh, scary.
Okay,
dude, if that's
I'll
on
give
there.
You that one.
Whoa! Look
what?
At that!
What?
Oh,
that's it. All right, it's over. Most popular answer: cook for her. Cook for her.
Oh.
Okay.
You don't cook oysters.
You don't cook oysters.
No.
No.
The most fucked up game ever.
Sorry,
I fucking give up. I give up. I don't want to play this fucking game anymore.
You know why? Because you suck.
I'm just going off of the freaking survey that I found online.
That is wrong.
You can cook oysters, but that's not what we're talking about.
No,
raw
sorry.
Oysters are the aphrodisiac.
Okay, yeah. fine. Your answer's wrong.
Next question. Bad.
All right, women, you go again.
Cook for
ladies.
Her.
Cook for her. There you go.
Yes!
Oh, this is the biggest load of shit.
What? That's number seven. All right,
that's
you guys want to pass
seven.
Or play?
You
what do you want
to top
do?
Six
I would pass on
right.
even though I'm not
it?
You.
I think we can do
play.
It.
I'm on the
women's
team.
Now that we know
team.
Cook for her is on there, we have an idea
yeah.
of
okay.
what kind of stuff.
I would say, since I'm on the women's team, do some handyman work around the house.
Oh, good answer. Mm. Good answer.
Oh, handyman work. Let's see if that's on the board.
Wait, Nate was way too happy.
There's six more.
There are six more that you guys have no clue on.
I'd like his handyman.
I know one, but it's Scotty's turn.
All right, okay. Scotty.
Come on, Scotty. Come on.
Something a man
I would
might do
say,
to get a woman
rub her neck.
Rub her neck?
Oh, a massage.
Is that what you say to Amy?
Massage.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if that's on the
yes!
Look at that.
Wow.
Another free answer, massage.
Woo! Oh,
okay. I think we're back to Danielle, right?
Yeah, are we?
Danielle, yeah.
Okay. Damn it. Oh, how about rub her feet?
It's probably the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Oh,
probably.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I told you we shouldn't have passed.
Oh, okay. Whisper in her ear.
Hey, let me curl in your ear.
It's good. Until this moment, I didn't realize how some people could give such stupid answers. Come
on. Good answer. Good answer.
Whisper in her ear. Sorry, not on there. You got two strikes. One more, and it goes over to the fellas.
Scared
so, tell me something a man might do to get a woman in the mood.
I'm going to say buy her flowers or gifts.
Oh, that's a good one. Good answer.
Like good answer.
Got good it. Answer.
Elvis,
good
you
answer.
Like that answer?
That's right. A good answer. Yeah.
Buy her flowers.
Yes! Yes!
The number six most popular answer.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so now it's on to you, Elvis. Something.
Great. Ask the gay guy, how do I get a woman in the mood? Tell her I'm straight.
No. Wait, tell her you love her.
I'm going to go ahead and just say that's not on there.
I'm kidding. That was a stunt answer.
Okay.
Tell her how much I love her and how much she means to me.
Good answer.
Okay.
Good answer. Well, good answer.
Well,
okay.
Elvis's Odes of Love, get her in the mood.
Wait, hold on.
Wait a minute.
What?
He did this. No, it's wrong. It's wrong. Sorry.
All right, guys.
How many more answers are there?
No, guys, we can steal this.
I have
still
one.
Got.
We could.
Okay, so we need to come up with one answer.
One answer.
All right, so get her drunk.
Talk dirty to her.
Play music for her. Like, put music on. Romantic music.
Keep talking, guys.
Talk dirty.
I like romantic music.
What about?
Touch her butt.
I like romantic music.
Don't tell them.
Or buy her jewelry.
Music. Go
buy her jewelry.
Take her shopping is always a good
Scary with slipper or something.
Sorry.
Take her shopping is
Froggy, what do you think?
I like take her shopping or music, yeah.
Music, play romantic
radio.
Music.
Scary, say, I'm a radio personality.
I'm a DJ.
All right, guys, are we agreed on romantic music?
Yeah,
romantic,
music.
Romantic music. Hey, let's see, to take control and win the round, is it on there?
Yes! I'll F this game.
Wait, can I guess one?
Me too.
Go, kissing. Kissing.
Kissing.
Kiss her on the lips.
Take her on vacation.
Did we win?
Take her on vacation.
Take her on vacation.
Oh, good.
Wait a minute.
Why don't you reveal the board?
Okay, so
what about
to finish
shopping?
Out the board,
the number
tickle
five answer is turn down the lights.
That's weird.
Okay. What else? The number four answer, the number four answer is strip. Strip
I was going to say.
Oh, that's not going to work.
I was going to say pull out your
cock. That's not going to work.
That makes her laugh. What are you talking about?
That's not going to work for anybody.
If I would have said pull out your cock, would you have counted that for stripping or not?
Probably would have counted that. Yeah. You stripped your dick.
That's terrible.
And then the number two most popular answer of what a man might do to get a woman in the mood is light candles.
Scary, you have so many candles in your house. I thought you should have come up with that one.
I'm surprised where great cologne is not on there.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Oh, scary.
A lot of things you could do to get
this
somebody
is a
mood.
Dumb category.
Well, it really shows you how romantic our show is.
Grab her boob, Bob. Yeah.
So that's it? That's the end of it?
I mean,
what was number one?
Number one was kiss her.
Oh, good.
Wait,
good.
Wait a second. That's
doesn't Shirley have to be in the mood?
How do you know? If you're not in the mood and you just go up to somebody and start kissing them, that's not consensual.
That's terrible.
I would never do that.
What year was that question written?
Shove your tongue down a throat.
I would assume this is for people in relationships. I don't think you just walk up to somebody and start kissing them or stripping in front of them.
Or cooking for them.
But imagine just seeing your face come up to someone like this. This is going to turn someone on. Like,
do not do it. Do not put your face near that camera.
Wait, do it.
Make the sound. Scary, make the sound. Scary.
Come on.
Make the sound. Do the sound.
Elvis requested I not do it. I won't do it.
It's so disgusting.
He said you can't do it on the air. This is a podcast.
No.
I said no.
If Elvis says no, the answer is no. I'm not going to do it.
This whole podcast is a piece of crap.
It is. It really is.
Good thing we've only got 3 minutes left.
Like shit.
We ended early. I think we're out of gas.
Well, yesterday we went way over. Yesterday we went way over. So we're
so we're owed.
I tell you what, if you're watching this on Instagram, Elvis Duran Show, give us a topic for tomorrow, and we'll try to find. We'll do a poll, and we'll get the answers, and we'll put it on tomorrow. We'll do another few tomorrow.
Elvis, where do we go wrong today, Elvis? Where do we go wrong?
So many places.
When we started,
I think it all began this morning when the alarm went off.
Damn alarm! All the alarms fault.
All right.
I don't know. It was just okay. It was okay. You know what? I got to tell you, when we do it here in the podcast, we can't play all the dings and the buzzers, and we can't play the theme song. And we got to figure out how to do that. We need to elevate the production quality on this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, Scary, if you send it to me, I can load it here and I can play it because I have the sound effects that are on this thing.
Yeah. Like, what sound effects do you have currently?
Well, you don't want these. They're bad.
Yeah, like what?
Oh, that was a funny.
Oh, I like that.
Oh. There we go. Laughter. Everybody. Something we never hear on our show.
Elvis Duran, you're a good man.
All right, I get it. Bad answer.
That's bad answer, yeah.
All right, well, let's put some better ones in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
Crickets.
Hey, so what's my weather going to be like out here at the farm today, Scary?
It's going to be 70 degrees with some high clouds developing later in the day. But so sun early, clouds right. later.
Ooh. I'm going to go grilling. What's your suggestion? What's Elvis grilling?
Shellfish.
Shellfish.
Oysters. Yeah. Oysters.
You can grill oysters.
A little lady will skirt have
steak. Yeah, steak.
Skirt steak.
Oh, and
steak
corn. Last night. Corn on the cob.
Froggy, that's my favorite thing.
Corn's not ready yet.
Shrimp. Shrimp on the Barbie.
All right, back to crustaceans.
Birthday cake.
Gandhi suggested.
Birthday cake.
I think you have to go with the shellfish or like a lobster or something because Alex isn't around, so you don't have to worry about kissing him and killing him.
True. This is the only time I can eat shellfish. All right, thank you. All right, I tried to fill up some more time on this dumb podcast.
By the way, I meant Bubba Burgers. Aren't Boca Burgers vegetarian?
Yes.
Yes. No. Yes.
Bubba Burgers with onions. Those are the best.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. A good hamburger with some cheese.
Brody, what are you grilling today?
My heart out.
Your heart on?
What? Not a good
my
answer.
Heart on. No, I'm going right, to eat my heart out.
I think
I'm
that
jealous
said,
of what you're doing.
Answer, we should probably end this thing.
Because play the crickets. Play the crickets.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
I got leftover chicken cutlets. So
I'm coming over.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.